prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today during the first half hour. We're going to be joined by Dr. Jeff Galini for Science for Humans. We're going to talk about the fallout of irradiated foods, supplements, and drugs. Then, at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be joined by MIT researcher Dr. Stephanie Seneff to talk about her most recent study on glyphosate, the pathways to neurological diseases and associated anomalies and pathways. Sorry, I got a little distracted there for a second. Anyway, as always, Superhuman Radio is made possible through a special grant from All American Pharmaceutical and All American EFX Sports. And many of you have emailed me after the last show that we did with both Dr. Galini and the follow-up show that we did with Dr. Wendy Jones about cresellazine. And if you go to superhumanradio.com, you will find plenty of banner ads that will help you locate and purchase cresellazine for yourself.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
Hey, I got your music right this time.
I love it, man.
Anyway, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Very good. Very good. Okay, so this is something that you and I actually touched on that I was startled, and I thought the audience would love to know more about this. We've all heard about irradiating foods and herbs and stuff like that to kind of do what pasteurization couldn't do because of heat, but it's kind of faded from discussion until you and I started talking about it. And there's a lot more to the story. So explain how these products and foods and even drugs are irradiated, first of all, and what the real purpose for it is.
Well, you know, several years ago, the FDA is the governing body, decided that, you know, radiating foods and drugs were safe. Essentially, you've got three different types of radiation that are used. One are gamma rays, which essentially comes from cobalt-60 or cesium-137, similar to how they radiate treatments of cancer. Basically, this radiation goes through the product and kills everything. They also can use X-rays, which again is similar to, you know, having your bones X-rayed, where you've got a high energy stream of electrons that literally go through the food and will kill everything. You also have electron beam, which is similar to X-rays. But the gamma rays are the most easiest way because that'll go right through cardboard, bags, bottles, you name it. But it's approved by FDA to radiate foods, drugs, medical devices, dental devices. And this is interesting, a little bit of facts I found on FDA. Why to irradiate foods? And I think one of these is going to remind you about one of our discussions. But their first is to prevent foodborne illness. So, you know, again, obviously it kills everything. It's a little stronger than pasteurization or some of the canning techniques. Preservation, it helps because it helps to destroy organisms. It keeps things from spoiling, longer shelf life. Control of insects. Now, Carl, this is interesting because a lot of places overseas have no quality control in their food plants. So by radiating the food with the insects, it kills it. So they don't have to do anything to prevent the accumulation of insects on the on-site. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Wow, that's really cool. You know, I also happen to know that there was a period in time where the FDA allowed the irradiation of dairy products, and they actually allowed companies to call it cold pasteurization. And there were products on the market that claimed to be cold pasteurized, but they never explained how they were achieving this cold pasteurization, and it was actually through irradiation.
It was. You know, I don't want to say it's sneaky, but it's just not very informative. But check this out. Remember we were talking about several times I've gotten bananas that just would not ripe?
Yes.
Well, that's how they get they inhibit fruit from ripening, is they radiate it. So you've got a longer increase to longevity. So they can pick those things relatively green. They radiate them, and hopefully – you know, in weeks to come, they'll ripen. But that was something I didn't know about. And, of course, to sterilize. You know, it sterilizes everything when you subject it to these gamma rays. But foods are supposed to carry this symbol if it has been radiated. And I've never seen this. And if you were to see this symbol, you would have no idea that it means radiation. It's a little green circle with essentially a flower inside.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what that little sticker is?
That's what that little sticker means.
Okay.
Wouldn't it be nice if they say this product was radiated?
Yeah, they should put the, remember when we were kids, they had the fallout, the triangle, the fallout, they should put that on there, not a little green flower.
Well, according to the government, you know, this is safe. And, you know, I guess they've done their studies. They claim that, you know, the radiation goes through and it doesn't make the product radioactive. But I don't know if there's really any scientific proof that, you know, some of that radiation doesn't stay, you know, in those foods. Now, here's some of the foods that are typically radiated. And the other thing, too, is that's interesting is that when this process occurs, it basically changes the taste. Have you ever wondered why some fruits just taste like cardboard?
Yes. And you know what? It's funny that you say this because I've talked about this on the show. Like things even like avocados, they don't taste the same that as they did even a decade ago.
Or if you go grow them yourself, I mean, you remember, boy, this is what a tomato tastes like. How come this has no taste? Well, that's one of, I guess, if you would call it the side effects to radiating food, is it does change the taste and texture and look. But the most commonly irradiated foods in the United States are beef and pork, all crustaceans, you know, shrimp, lobster, crab, fresh fruits and vegetables, lettuce and spinach, shellfish, poultry, seeds used for sprouting, shell eggs, and this one is really interesting, spices and seasonings. We're going to talk a little bit later how that's kind of contradictive to dietary supplement radiation.
Yeah, because this is what got you and I talking about this when you shared some of this information. So what do you suspect is really – do you suspect that there is, as always, some damning effect that could affect people's health from – the maybe changes that are really occurring in the foods that are irradiated?
You know, I mean, again, I would probably say that the FDA did do their due diligence, and for the most part, it is safe. But then again, you know, similar to people who go through radiation for cancer treatments, there are side effects. So I just don't believe that there are no side effects whatsoever, you know, to radiating food. I think what it does is it takes the responsibility off of the food processor to crack down on their quality control because they got a backup. Anything can grow and we can kill it.
You know, I have a strange feeling that while irradiating fruit and vegetables to a lesser degree is troublesome, but that irradiating meats may be more troublesome. And here's my rationale for saying that. You know, beef has iron in it. Mm-hmm. And iron can both absorb and retain radioactive response. So if you know, you think about an antenna, it attenuates, right?
Right.
But so to me, it sounds like there would be a greater potential for the radiation to have some sort of residual lingering effect in meats than, let's say, an apple.
Absolutely. And, you know, the other thing that, you know, this is reported by FDA is that radiation destroys vitamins, essential fatty acids, and most all nutrients. So I think that's one of the reasons why things just don't taste good. But have you ever had an x-ray and all the precautions they've got to take to everyone around there? And, you know, I don't know what the number is, but you can only have so many x-rays in a month because it's bad for you.
Yes.
So, I mean, there definitely is some, you know, it isn't all safe. I don't believe that. You know, why are there more illnesses now than there were, you know, 100 years ago?
I think it's, and while I think irradiation plays a role, I don't think it's the only thing, but it's this cavalier attitude that anything that we do is harmless to us. And we do a lot of things, and it's like the overall load and accumulation of all of these things, which irradiation probably plays a role. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about supplements for a second, because this is really something that will impact the audience. We're talking with Dr. Jeff Galini. This is Science for Humans. We're talking about irradiation. We just discussed foods. We're going to talk about supplements and drugs when we come back. Stay tuned.
Freakish muscle gains, Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frodolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of prealkaline pH buffer creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with Stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel, but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach,
lead.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Big sight. New. Hank. Hook up. Big sight. Yeah. Got a hottest.
All eyes on me.
Roll up in the clip.
All eyes on me.
All eyes on Dr. Jeff.
All eyes on.
I really did like Tupac. Getting back to the topic at hand, and this is really where the plot thickens, right? So.
Exactly.
This is something that just blew me away. We were talking, when we were visiting All American Pharmaceutical and we were in their quality control lab where they test everything a dozen times, you were explaining that there was a period in time where you could buy raw herbal materials and they would arrive with relatively low parts per million of microbes contamination. But that all changed, right?
It did. And, you know, as we were saying earlier, you know, FDA has approved irradiating foods and drugs. So completely safe according to the FDA. I'm going to read you something. This is comment 292 to FDA's preamble in the final CGMP rulings that were published back in 2007. And this is where things get interesting. But this is what they write. We are not adding irradiating to the list of practices to prevent the growth of microorganisms because at this time, irradiation of dietary supplements and dietary ingredients as a means to reduce or eliminate microbial loads is not permitted.
Now, interesting so that they wouldn't
doing it. Yeah. Because it's not permitted.
Well, it's interesting that they wouldn't permit a technique that is permitted to use on the food we eat and the vegetables we eat.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, as we talked about, it's approved for spices and seasoning. Guess what? 50% of our herbs that are used in dietary supplements are spices and seasonings.
Right.
We use cinnamons, peppers, salts. But if it's for food, it's okay. But if it's for dietary supplements, it's not permitted. So this is what happened is, you know, this new ruling – came into place, and I believe it was maybe around 2008, 2009, somewhere in there, that the new GMPs for dietary supplements were actually implemented. FDA started cracking down on radiation because it was done on herbal products. It was done on wheats and sugars and things. And we started to see an increase. It was a slow increase in the microbial limits, on things that were coming in. When you were out here just a few weeks ago, we are now at a point where the raw material suppliers, instead of doing something about this, they're just increasing their acceptable limits. So let me talk about that just briefly. So one of the measurements we use is what's called total plate count. And this defines how many aerobic or oxygen-loving mesophiliac microorganism colonies, you know, such as bacteria, yeast mold, E. coli, will grow on a certain temperature on an auger for 72 hours. So that's kind of how we determine what the total amount of colonies are. We accept only less than 1,000 CFUs per gram. And that was pretty acceptable across the realm. We started to see it go to 5,000, then 10,000. Right now, you will see some suppliers have as much as 1 million Now, I'm sorry, that is not safe, completely dangerous. It would not be acceptable in foods, but because the FDA isn't allowing radiation, they're saying, okay, well, now we're kind of in a gray line because we know things are going to have higher microbial growth. And let's not even talk about organic, where there are no pesticides, you know, or anything used. Those things are all through the roof.
Okay, so now let's talk about something. So if a person is buying a supplement that uses herbs in its formula, and they are not A, checking on their own, they're just taking the certificate of analysis from the supplier in China or in India, whatever, and using that as what they're basing the safety of this product on, and blending that in, not doing any testing on their own, and then not taking steps to eradicate these CFUs, just putting it in capsules and selling it out the door. Isn't that reckless?
It is. You know, it's funny that the FDA considers radiated herbs for dietary supplements as being adulterated, but they don't consider high microbial growth as being adulterated. But yeah, I mean, I think some of the problems that are arising now where people are getting sick, you know, might not necessarily be from food. You know, if your dietary supplements contain a higher microbial amount than what you have in foods, yeah, there is a potential. There is a way to clean it, though. You know, a lot of the good suppliers that we have dealt with, you know, have incorporated steam or dry heat. Most heat will kill the majority of the microorganisms that we see in botanicals. So one of the things we had to do, you didn't get to see it, but, you know, we built an oversized autoclave, so to say, that we could sterilize or heat treat, you know, herbals that come in here so that we can clean them ourselves because we just can't depend upon the suppliers.
So you do, and I happen to know this, so this is kind of like a little pimp job for All American Pharmaceutical Products, but you take these products, do you test them first, or do you just assume that they're contaminated and steam treat them first?
No, you know, for us personally, we check them first. You know, those vendor C of A's mean absolutely nothing other than they're giving you what they consider to be their acceptable high limits. And again, a lot of the suppliers are doing a good job. And, you know, people who deal with All American Pharmaceutical know that we're going to test. So typically they won't send us the junk stuff. They'll find the good stuff. But we test it first. And if it's outside of our limits, we will then try to sterilize that with heat. And if it works, then it's completely safe. And we now have killed everything and can use it. If they're bacteria that can't be killed by heat, it's rejected and sent back to the supplier.
Interesting. What about drugs? So do pharmaceutical companies use irradiation for any of their drugs?
They can. That's the interesting thing is who knows what goes on during the drug manufacturing process, but what about all these excipients, these sugars, these starches that
right.
they use? We are seeing, you know, even in cornstarch and flours, you know, high microbial growth because, you know, again, for the food industry, nobody really cares what the growth is. You know, to most food places, they figure somebody's going to cook something, so it's probably going to kill it. So they're not as picky as what we have to be because of our regulations. But I would imagine that, you know, because they're allowed to, they probably use every means to have a safe product, so to say.
Yeah, it's this is really an interesting concept here. I mean, it's interesting how the FDA likes to pick and choose how they apply their draconian measures. You know, so would you be a proponent for allowing dietary supplement raw materials that have the potential, especially herbs, because what people don't realize is that a lot of these herbal raw materials are produced in environments where there's very little, if any, control. Some of these things are just dried outdoors and flies are landing in it and pooping in it and stuff is falling out of the trees and then they just batch it up and they ship it, right?
grind it up, you got bugs, you got, I mean, you know, you really don't know if it's coming from a low quality part of the world. You know, you've got to check that. You know, I think several years ago, I didn't really understand, you know, what all the options are. But like anything, when you understand that there are options that are safer, or safe. So I'm really opposed of, you know, radiating, foods, because I know that there are safe measures that they can take. Even, you know, dealing with beef. I mean, you know, there are safer ways. You know, you ate beef out here. I buy local beef. And I know the care that they take, the cleanliness that, right, you know, goes into their facility. So I don't think it needs to be done. It's really all about, you know, letting it last longer on the store shelf. That's, I think, the real reason for this whole, you know, radiation.
You're so right. Dr. Ron Schmidt wrote a book called The Untold Story of Milk. We have thrived on dairy for literally thousands and thousands of years with little or no death or illness as a result of milk. In fact, it was written into the Bible as a word to imply abundance and a wonderful life, the land of milk and honey. Okay?
You drank it right out the cow,
yeah,
right?
They wouldn't have put that in the Bible if people were dying from milk. Okay, let's just be honest, right? So comes to the late 1800s when the distilleries decided they wanted to get into the milk business because A, they felt like they were throwing mash away and they could feed it to cows, and B, they were bottling booze. Why can't we just bottle milk? And they killed 1,900 people on the East Coast. It was called the swill milk epidemic, because when you feed cows anything but grass, they get sick. And the inflammation as a result of eating the corn mash caused mastitis. And the mastitis put pus in the milk. And the pus grew in the milk and killed children and babies and mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters. Okay? Now, did the government, in its divine wisdom and protection of the population, say to the distilleries, get out of the dairy business before you destroy it? No. They said, can you fix the problem? Because don't forget, back then the distilleries were the richest companies. They made presidencies. You know, JFK was launched by his father's bootlegging business of Canadian Club into the United States. And so they said, hey, can you fix this problem before you kill any other people? Once again, an example that you can kill people in the United States as long as the government gets its vig. So they said, we heard about this new process called pasteurization over in France. Let us work with it and see what happens. Lo and behold, pasteurization not only killed the bad microbes, but improved the shelf life by 2 weeks. Think about this. We don't even have to, this stuff could sit on the shelf for 2 weeks and it still can be purchased. We don't have to rotate milk every 4 or 5 days. But what they didn't realize was it turned milk into a dead food source. It also killed everything that was good about the milk. But they didn't care about that. All mm-hmm. they cared about was profits. We did not need pasteurization. Okay? What we needed was the farmers to keep producing the milk.
Yep, and better handling techniques. You know, okay, so it's only good for 2 weeks. You know, have you noticed now, too, the milk is good for 2 months?
It's unbelievable. It's I call it roadkill.
Hydrogen peroxide. They are allowed to use hydrogen peroxide in the milk, and as long as it's below 3%, it doesn't go on the label.
I have to tell this story, and then we have to pull the plug. I knew a farmer. When I had my alarm business, I was putting cameras in for a dairy farmer who kept having his equipment stolen from one of his outbarns. And he told me a story about how he went to drop his milk off, and they test it. They opened the cap of the tanker, and they test it right there on the spot for bad microbes. And they told him the load was too high. He pulled out. He went to the Piggly Wiggly. He bought like 5 gallons of Clorox. He poured it into the top. He drove for a half hour and came right back. They tested it again, and it passed. Now, the guy who tested it knew he couldn't have emptied that load and refilled that truck in a half hour. Okay? Wow. So they knew what was going on. They put it, and that ended up in containers on store shelves all over the country.
Well, let's end with letting everybody know that, you know, not all dietary supplements are created equal, and we're going to talk about this in the weeks to follow. So look for the brands that you know are doing a good job and where you can get a certificate of analysis. If you got any questions, you can always go to Ask the Scientist at allamericanpharmaceutical.com, or I believe there'll be a link on Superhuman Radio here soon, huh?
Yes, we're going to have an Ask the Scientist button on superhumanradio.com as well. Dr. Jeff, always enlightening. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Talk soon. All right, so stay tuned. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to have Dr. Stephanie Senafon talking about this most recent damning research on glyphosate.
Muscle gains, Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frodolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of prealkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. You know, everybody who has any common sense continues to question the safety of glyphosate. For those of you who don't know, we're talking about Roundup. You know, it is virtually impossible to keep this herbicide out of your diet. Even if you're eating organic, if you're eating anything that is manufactured elsewhere other than inside your home or grown in your backyard, there's a high probability that you are being exposed to it. Your children are being exposed to it. In fact, I would propose that unwittingly Monsanto did something to protect themselves. Unwittingly, they didn't do it on purpose. But glyphosate has so permeated our food chain that it's going to be very difficult to find it exclusively as a problem in one given area, because it is a problem in multiple areas. It has pleiotropic negative effects on the human condition. My next guest has worked unwaveringly to expose scientifically the realities of the dangers of glyphosate, and she is MIT researcher Dr. Stephanie Seneff. How you doing, Dr. Seneff?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on the show.
And I have to say, I have to say something, and I hope you take this in the spirit that it's meant. But I think that generations in the future are going to look back at your courage and your hard work and your unwillingness to be squashed or discredited as a the reason for saving millions of lives someday.
Well, thank you. I mean, there are many people who are helping to take this, to get this information out to the public, because it is really, really essential. People need to be aware.
But you're the but you're the lightning rod here, because you're the one who's on the front line, and you're the one who takes the heat, and you're the one that they point their fingers at.
I know. I figure that, you know, I may go down. I mean, they may succeed in discrediting me to the point where nobody listens to me, but then there will be others who will follow. Yeah. And eventually the truth will prevail, because it's so clear to me that this is happening. And I am just so disturbed by it, to see every day I see a child, you know, with asthma, with autism, with ADHD. It just pains me. It breaks my heart to see this.
We did a show a while back, I think, with, I don't know if it was with you or not, but we've done so many shows on glyphosate now, it's hard for me to recall.
That's great to hear. I mean, I'm so thankful to you for helping to get the message out. It's just so important.
Well, we did a show, and I think it was with you, where we talked about the distance of agricultural centers that are heavily sprayed with glyphosate and the prevalence of Parkinson's disease. The closer you live, the higher the prevalence. Was that you, or maybe it was another scientist?
That might have been somebody else, but yeah. I am actually seeing a similar pattern for ADHD, and I think ADHD and Parkinson's disease are actually the same thing in two different age groups.
Just in,
we can get into that later. But
and in different areas of the brain. So this is another interesting thing. Okay, so let's talk about your most recent research, and who was the other author on the study, please?
Anthony Samsel, and he's a great guy, by the way. Anthony Samsel has really been on the case of glyphosate and many other toxic chemicals for a long time. He really is an expert on environmental chemicals, and he is the one who really introduced me to this, educated me, I should say, on all the different issues with glyphosate.
Okay, so talk about this most recent study. What were the questions you were trying to answer with this study?
It was really, really interesting, and it was fortuitous that we were looking through all the papers trying to find the story for glyphosate, and we came upon a paper which was very interesting that talked about cows in Denmark, and they looked at 8 different dairies, and they found, and they were looking at the different minerals, because, of course, glyphosate chelates minerals, and so it makes the minerals unavailable, and minerals are so important to so many enzymes that if the mineral's not available, the enzyme won't work, and you'll be in trouble. And so these researchers found on all the farms, all the cows, tremendously reduced, way below the minimum of the range, was manganese. The mineral manganese was way below the minimum, and so in the blood. So this was like, wow, you know. And at the time, it was interesting, because you hear about magnesium and iron and zinc, and you know, you need to make sure. You don't hear much about manganese. It's almost like it's a stealth mineral, you know,
right,
for humans, I mean. So at the time, I didn't even know what manganese did. I didn't know which enzymes were affected by it, but I knew I needed to find that out. And so we went on a journey that was just incredible, and every article we read, every corner we turned, there was more to the story. It just blossomed into this huge thing. And so we wrote this long and difficult article. I mean, the article goes on for pages, talks about all the different ways in which manganese impairment, and it's not just deficiency, it's basically that glyphosate disrupts the way the body handles manganese, the way it distributes it, the way it carries it. All of these minerals have the problem that they can be toxic if they're not transported in a proper way. And biology is very sophisticated and has learned how to build these molecules that can cage the mineral and transport it, you know, in a safe way and get it into the cell. And all this mechanism is there, but glyphosate messes it up. And the result is you have manganese toxicity in the liver and in the brainstem. Mm. And you have manganese deficiency everywhere else. So you can't just take more manganese. If you take less manganese, you'll get autism. If you take more, you'll get ADHD. Or if you're an old person, you take less, you get Alzheimer's. You take more, you get Parkinson's. You know, take your pick. Which disease do you
right.
want?
Right, right. So basically the glyphosate disrupts this required homeostasis of manganese, right?
That is right. That is absolutely right.
But doesn't it also deplete the presence of manganese in plants themselves?
Yes, it does. And in fact, Don Huber has talked about that, and we have papers to quote where the manganese manganese is severely depleted both in the roots and in the shoots. And iron is depleted and zinc is depleted. I mean, many minerals are depleted, but especially manganese in the plants. So this means also, of course, you're getting less manganese in your diet ordinarily unless you're eating a lot of foods that are really rich in manganese.
Or if you're eating organically grown fruits
right.
and produce, which by the way, I don't believe that they are completely devoid of glyphosate because I believe it's so permeated our environment, it's virtually impossible.
Oh, you're right. It's in the water. It's in the manure because organic doesn't require organic manure. And the cows, of course, are getting tons of glyphosate in their food, and that's going right into their manure. So even the organic is going to be contaminated, but I really think the organic has less. And we do eat a very strict organic diet in this household. We won't buy any food that's not organic.
You know, it's funny. Hugh Grant, the head of Monsanto, says people like you and I who strive to eat exclusively organic are elitists.
Right.
And, you know, and so what they're trying to do is they're trying to discredit people who eat organic by acting like we are somehow aberrations of normal society. You know, oh, well, they're elitists. This is a small group. No, it's not a small group of people. It's people
no.
who get the
it's
message.
It's a growing group, thank goodness. I mean, organic food, the growth of the organic food industry is going up in step with glyphosate usage on corn and soy crops, which I think is interesting because the more you poison the crop with glyphosate, the more people you'll have on board to eat the food that's not poisoned, you know?
Yeah, and quite frankly, just to plug another show we just did a couple months ago, and that is the myth that conventionally grown, genetically modified, heavily sprayed crops produce more food by barely 15%.
So they don't even, because actually what you see is initially they do, and then they lose ground because they completely destroy the soil. The glyphosate destroys the microbes in the soil and the minerals, of course, and then so each year you lose ground. So you start off looking, it looks great, you know, and you get the farmers to buy into the concept. But then after 2 or 3 years, you start to run into trouble. And these plants are also much more sensitive to drought. If there's not enough water, they're going to die before the organic ones will die. I mean, they're sensitive to stress because they are stressed, you know? And it's not really, I read, in fact, that there are farmers who are finding that when they go back to organic, they actually save money because they can sell their crop for more because it's organic.
Yes.
And they don't have to pay for the expensive seeds and the expensive chemicals, you know?
And they're using more and more of these chemicals because the weeds are getting stronger, and hence now they're going to Duo, which is glyphosate plus 2,4-D.
Oh, I hate
and
that. I'm
who
so
knows,
nervous about that.
Who knows what that's going to do? But okay,
I
let's
know,
do this.
These things are always synergistically toxic.
Yeah.
Know?
I want to take a break, and when we come back, I want to get deeper into the research. We're talking with Dr. Stephanie Seneff. We're talking about the linkage between glyphosate and some modern diseases, neurological diseases and associated pathologies. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Everyone.
knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with MIT researcher Dr. Stephanie Seneff about glyphosate. For those of you who don't know what glyphosate is, it's the main ingredient or the active ingredient in Roundup. Some of you spray this stuff on the weeds in your driveway. You have no idea what you're exposing your family to when you do things like that. But worse, they spray it all over the food you eat, and you eat it. So it appears from your most recent research that a lot of the damning effects of glyphosate are not exclusively a result of its microbiome, gut microbiome disruption, but it looks like it has so many different pathways that it affects the human condition negatively, huh?
Right. Well, actually, the microbes do play a role in messing up, you know, in the mess up of the manganese, because the lactobacillus actually play an important role in managing the manganese for us, and they get killed by glyphosate. So then we have, that sets us off on the wrong track as far as managing the manganese, because the bacteria that are helping us do that are busted.
Why is it so hard for the agencies that are supposed to be protecting people, such as the FDA, to understand that something that destroys microbes in the soil can also destroy microbes in our body?
It seems so simple, doesn't it? And, of course, I want to bring up this new article that just appeared, which we talked about a hypothesis that glyphosate would do this in our manganese paper. We said that it would cause antibiotic resistance, and we're seeing that, you know, in all these different microbes like C. difficile and Staph aureus that are becoming resistant to everything you can throw at them. We're getting nasty, nasty problems with these microbes in hospitals especially, but of course also in just the regular environment.
So explain to me how disruption of the gut microbes affects antibiotic resistance.
It's really interesting, and Anthony and I had come across some papers that had said that if you expose microbes, the gut microbes, to a low dose of any antibiotic over a long period of time, then they get smart. They get to where they can quickly become resistant to other antibiotics. It's really fascinating. We talked about that paper in our paper.
Wait a minute. Glyphosate is an antibiotic.
It is. That's right. So we said, okay, that's it. It's an antibiotic. It's a low-dose antibiotic over a long period of time. That's exactly what it is.
Oh, my
and
God.
Probably it's why. You know, it's a critical part of the puzzle as to why we have all these problems with antibiotic resistance.
You know what? When you were saying that, I was thinking, wait a minute, something that destroys microbes is an antibiotic.
Exactly. It's been patented as an antimicrobial agent. Glyphosate has. That was its first patent, I think.
I mean, this would be like consuming triclosan.
I know, that's right. Well, you know, and of course, this is the issue, and they talk about, and it's true, that they're giving all the cows antibiotics. You know about that. They're getting most of the antibiotics that are being given to cows. Larger percentage of the antibiotics, and that's causing antibiotic resistance in the cows. That's getting into, of course, to the manure, too, which is being used on the organic crops. So, you know, it's everywhere. You can't avoid it. And the thing is that what's happening is that you have these microbes that you can't fight. You take some kitchen sink combination of all these different antibiotics, and your microbe says, ha-ha, I don't care. I can still grow, you know? You can't cure your C. difficile. There's people who just are stuck, really, with a devastating infection that they can't cure. And this is happening more and more. I mean, I think the hospitals are going to become such a dangerous place to be that people won't go there unless they're on their deathbed, you know? This is the future, because glyphosate is a major player in this problem.
Do you happen to know what the half-life of glyphosate is in soil?
That's an excellent question. And, in fact, in some soils it's years, even decades.
I mean, so even if tomorrow morning this government grew both a soul and a spine simultaneously,
right,
and said,
exactly,
you're out of business, Monsanto. Now we're going to get about the work of cleaning up the planet. It would take years for us to get all the glyphosate out of the soil.
Yes, and in fact, what the government should be doing is investing serious money in research to figure out how to get rid of glyphosate. That's what they should be doing right now.
See,
I know people who are trying to figure that out. I mean, that needs to be done. The research needs to be done because you can... There are microbes that can metabolize glyphosate. And, of course, these are often the ones that are causing problems, like Staph aureus. There's Salmonella, and we write about Salmonella in our paper. Very, very interesting.
Well, talk about it. What about Salmonella? Talk about it, please.
Salmonella is a problem now, I know, but it is actually one of the few microbes that can chow down on glyphosate. It can use glyphosate as a source of phosphate, which is quite unusual because most microbes die from exposure. And what happens then is the ones that are able to utilize glyphosate for energy are the ones that thrive, which is why there's a Salmonella problem. More than that, Salmonella actually hang out in the gallbladder because the bile acids aren't flowing. So the bile acids get disrupted by the glyphosate. And then you get the gallstones. And then the salmonella love to live in the gallstones. And they can actually soak up the manganese. They are very good at grabbing the manganese and keeping it for themselves. So they have plenty of manganese. The other microbes are struggling. You know, the lactobacillus really needs manganese, but it can't get at it. So they die. And lactobacillus are really important to protect you from all these other pathogens. So the gut just gets completely out of whack. And the salmonella take over and cause this nasty infection. And they've got the manganese as well, you know?
Is there a way, and we have to take a break in a moment, but I want to ask this question briefly. Is there a way for a person to rid their body of glyphosate if they do get tested?
Excellent question. Yeah. I mean, I don't know the answer, but I have been told by people who work with cows, by the veterinarians, that they treat the cows with humic acid, fulvic acid, and bentonite clay. These are things from the soil.
We've done shows on eating dirt. Oh, my God.
Eating dirt. That's right. Eating dirt. And they showed that it reduced the amount of glyphosate in their urine. So it actually and it made them healthier, too. So they said, like, okay, this is the way to treat it. So I think, you know, tell your kids to go eat the dirt.
Well, but wait a minute.
That not if sprayed with glyphosate.
Yeah, I was going to say, not if the dirt was sprayed with glyphosate. Exactly. Don't do that. What I want to do is I want to take a break. And when we come back, I want to address infertility. Infertility is at an all-time high. Both men and women are being exposed to anti-androgens, estrogenic compounds.
Yeah.
We see feminization of fish and aquatic life. But glyphosate may also have a role in sperm motility.
Right.
And we want to talk about this because if the guy is the problem, you may want to look at glyphosate exposure. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755. 539-2755.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with MIT researcher Dr. Stephanie Senef about glyphosate. Subject's going to change just gently. We're going to talk about infertility, especially in men. So what role do you think glyphosate plays in the bumper crop of infertile couples out there?
I know. Well, it's very interesting that the sperm actually depend upon manganese in order to be mobile. They will not be able to produce their flagella, which is what allows them to swim, if they don't have enough manganese. And I think that's really, really crucial. And so if the glyphosate is not is keeping the manganese away from the sperm, then the sperm will not be able to travel to where they need to go. And that's going to cause infertility.
So there really isn't a single system that isn't affected by glyphosate.
I know. It's so incredible. It is such a complex story, you know. We keep thinking that we've got a handle on it, and then we find another aspect. It's just so amazing.
Well, I find it interesting that simultaneously as we are discovering the role that the gut microbes play in health, we are also assaulting this potential new frontier of answers for health. We're actually getting ready to do an interview on fecal transplant, and it's been around for a long time. But, you know, there are some amazing things happening in those who receive fecal implants for C. diff. We have two individuals who actually had lifelong alopecia regrow hair. We've had people who had skin disorders for their entire life. Their skin disorders went away within a year. We have individuals who were obese and diabetic reverse their diabetic status and lose weight after fecal transplants. That wasn't the goal of the fecal transplant. It was to rid them of C. diff.
You're learning all these things as side effects, essentially wonderful side effects.
So we know that the microbes, and I once said this in one of my earliest interviews about the gut microbes.
Yeah.
I said, could it be that we evolved as a resource for the gut microbes to be able to move around and get what they want?
Even more than that. Imagine that the gut microbes are actually responsible for creating us.
Yes, that's my point. Do you remember?
That's so neat.
Do you remember?
Such a neat concept. I've been fussing with that idea. It's one of the brave, you know, one of the more outrageous things that I'm thinking about, because I really like to be open-minded about biology, and you really have to be receptive to new ideas. Because
yeah, these microbes said, hey, we need hands to grab things that we need. We need feet to be able to move around. We need respiration. We need body temperature. We need all these things in order for us to survive. And you know what it harkens back to, if you remember, the Nightmare Before Christmas, the Tim, I can't think of his name. It's a really funny animated Christmas story about if all the players of Halloween took over Christmas, and the boogeyman at the end, who is this larger than life, imposing demon of a person, ends up being nothing but infested with creepy crawlies and bugs. And when the bugs and the creepy crawlies run away, he just disappears like the witch at the end of The Wizard of Oz. And it was actually they who created him, so to speak.
Yeah, no, it's really interesting. I mean, I actually, I have a very different attitude towards microbes from most people, and I don't think of pathogens as actually being bad. I mean, this is kind of an amazing thing to say, but I feel like basically the microbes want to hang out in the gut, and that's their home. And then they rely on your body to do what it's supposed to do to keep everything happy so that they can live. If your blood isn't working, they're going to die. And so what happens is that the pathogens have to go in. They have to invade the tissues of our body to rescue our blood from a meltdown. So it's a very bizarre view of disease as actually a salvation. That if you didn't get this flu, you know, you got the flu and you feel miserable for a couple of days and you're in bed, but that flu actually did something good for you. And then when you study what the flu virus does, you see that that's actually true, because the flu virus goes into the muscle cells and reprograms them to put the sulfate, to decorate the flu virus particles with the sulfate. And then the flu viruses, the cell dies, the flu viruses go into the blood, and the macrophages, the immune cells, eat them up. And the immune cells say, thank you very much, I love that sulfate because that's just what I needed to be healthy. So it strengthens your immune system. Once you survive the flu, your immune system has been empowered to do its job. So, you know, there's all these people with immune issues who have very weak immune systems. They're getting sick all the time. Or you have people with very strong immune systems that have all this autoimmune disease. This is another problem we face today because of the way we are constantly trying to kill microbes. If we would just let them live, we would be so much better off.
If glyphosate could do all these dangerous things to the brain, isn't it realistic to think that it could also do these things to the entire peripheral nervous system? We see an increase in diseases like multiple sclerosis. And while they're on the rise, they are being associated with grain, the inflammatory effects of eating grains. Could it be the glyphosate that comes along with the grains that's really the problem?
Absolutely. And in fact, Anthony and I have three papers. I told you, we call them glyphosate 1, glyphosate 2, glyphosate 3. Glyphosate 2 is about celiac disease and gluten intolerance. And it's all about the connection to glyphosate. And we, of course, didn't realize this until we looked, but I sort of noticed, now how come everybody's getting allergic to wheat? What's going on here? Everyone should notice that. We didn't have a gluten-free section of the grocery store, you know, 10 years ago.
Right.
I didn't even know what gluten was 10 years ago. I never heard of it, you know. It just wasn't something you talked about. And now everybody knows about gluten-free. The reason is glyphosate. And what we found is that increasingly the farmers are spraying the wheat with the glyphosate right before the harvest.
They're being told by Monsanto to do that.
They're being poisoned by wheat.
Yeah, I know.
Monsanto, it's a great idea, you know. It makes so much – it's stupid. I mean, it's really stupid. But the farmers think it's great because it causes the wheat to die. So the wheat's not Roundup ready. It causes it to die, but that's the point. You want to, and it goes to seed right before it dies. You sort of, you synchronize the seeds, you can increase the yield, and you make it easier for the combine because the plant's already dying as the combine's coming in and collecting the seeds, so there's less residue to plow through. And then you get a head start on next year's wheat. So it seems like a win-win-win situation, except that you're poisoning the entire population.
Wait a minute. So what you're saying is, we talked about the memo on Casual Friday many months ago that circulated telling Monsanto telling farmers to spray their wheat crop right before harvest. I misunderstood. I thought, because I said, what good is that? They're harvesting. Who cares if weeds grow then? What you're saying is it euthanizes the wheat, so it makes it easier to harvest.
That's right. And it synchronizes the crop so you get a better yield. Because some of it's not quite ripe yet, you know, but it gets ripe in a hurry once it's being poisoned. And so it dumps the poison into the seed. So we get the poison.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So now, another area of interest that you and I spoke about off the air, and that is there's an ever-increasing population of people who suffer from GERD. In fact, now they even have something called silent GERD, which I suffered from and reversed on my own. Silent GERD is when you don't have frank heartburn, but you have this sour taste in your mouth all the time, and it's because the sphincter has not been completely breached at the bottom of the esophagus, but it's leaky, let's put it that way. And the interesting thing about this phenomenon is quite often it's worse when the stomach is empty than when the stomach has food in it. So around the same time that I developed this silent GERD, I also became a horrific snorer, and I actually started to develop some of the early stages of sleep apnea, which made me start to think, they talk about sleep apnea being a result of obesity, but what if it's not the obesity, but in fact that obese people tend to eat the wrong foods, and hence they consume a lot of glyphosate, and hence the microbes are disrupted, and hence they take Nexium for GERD. But if this phenomenon can affect the plumbing in the stomach, why isn't it logical that it affects the plumbing north of the stomach into the palate?
I agree. I think that makes incredibly good sense. It's great.
I'm
hearing it first from you. I love it, actually.
It's
true. You know, in fact, if you think about it, there's many muscles that are being harmed. Muscles are a really big problem in this toxic environment, because muscles need a lot of energy, and so they have a lot of mitochondria. And mitochondria produce superoxide, and mitochondria depend upon manganese to detoxify. So manganese deficiency leads to mitochondrial damage, and that's going to make muscles sick. And so the muscle doesn't work very well. And so that's going to be true of heart muscles as well. So you have people who have issues with their heart valves, you know, the heart valves, the valve at the bottom of the esophagus, and then you've got problems at the throat as well. I mean, it makes perfect sense.
And you know what?
Valves are in trouble because they are being poisoned by glyphosate.
That's another. When you look at the bumper crop of new pharmaceutical drugs, you know, if you have AFib, you know, and everybody's got AFib now. If you have GERD, everybody's taking Nexium. And if you have sleep apnea, everybody's sleeping with a CPAP machine these days. I really believe that this will all be linked back to glyphosate. And frankly, supplementing with manganese won't do any good if the terrain is designed not to use the manganese properly.
Well, because the glyphosate's messing up the entire system of transport for the manganese. And I'll tell you, you know, if you try to commit suicide by drinking Roundup, your esophagus will be on fire. I mean, that is one of the first symptoms, is a completely inflamed and very painful esophagus.
Well, I want to take a break, and since you said that, I want to talk about this, and I'm sure you've seen it because it went more viral than anything in the past history, about the lobbyist who said glyphosate is safe enough to drink a glass of. Did you see that?
I saw that, yes.
Okay.
That was wonderful.
I want to talk about that when we come back. We're talking with Dr. Stephanie Senep. We're talking about the linkage between glyphosate and neurological disorders. Quite frankly, diseases of modernity, I predict, will be tracked back to glyphosate. Will Monsanto be punished? Probably not. Because they've bought a lot of politicians over the years. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner
banner ad today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Frotalin, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, prealkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Crealkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with MIT researcher Dr. Stephanie Seneff, the brave, unsquelchable voice against the poisoning of an entire planet by Monsanto's glyphosate. So, since you talked about drinking glyphosate to commit suicide, Dr. Patrick Moore is a Monsanto lobbyist, and he was interviewed by a French-speaking news journalist. And this is the transcript. He said, "You can drink a whole quart of glyphosate." I'm putting glyphosate. He said, "Of it, and it won't hurt you." So the news reporter said, "You want to drink some? We have some here." He said, "I'd be happy to, actually. Not really, but I know it wouldn't hurt me. If you say so, I have some." you know, and the beautiful French persistence.
It was wonderful.
Yeah.
It was so wonderful.
Moore says, I'm not stupid. He said, oh, so it is dangerous. Moore then says, I'm sorry. And then Moore says, people try to commit suicide by drinking it all the time. They fail regularly, fail at killing themselves with it. He says, tell the truth. It's dangerous, the news reporter says. He said, it's not dangerous to humans. No, it's not. So you're ready to drink a glass then, right? He goes, no, I'm not an idiot. And then he goes, interview me about golden rice. That's what I'm talking about. Otherwise, the interview is finished. You're a complete jerk. I'll tell you who the complete jerk is. It's this Dr. Yeah. Patrick Moore.
It's amazing, isn't it? I loved it. I just loved it. It was so great. And I'll tell you, you know about the WHO thing, right? The World Health Organization.
Yeah, they said it's most probably a carcinogen.
Probable carcinogen. That's next to the top level. That's as high, almost as high as it gets.
And I don't
and
care
course,
what pressure the United
States screaming at them.
Yeah, I don't care what pressure the United States tries to apply to the UN. They're not going to back down because there are more countries that don't allow glyphosate yeah. than do. So yeah. I think that this could actually be the death knell for.
I hope so. And I'll tell you, Nancy Swanson, who's done all these analyses of different diseases that are going up in step with glyphosate, and she's got a whole list of cancers. There's kidney cancer, liver cancer, pancreatic cancer, thyroid cancer, and, of course, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. I mean, that's one that's been proven from the agricultural exposure, all going up in step with glyphosate usage on corn and soy crops in this country, We have an epidemic in all of those cancers. I hear about so many people with pancreatic cancer these days.
But you know what's funny? You can avoid corn and you can avoid soy. But you know what you can't avoid, Dr. Seneff? Try as you may, you can't avoid sugar. Now let me
I thought that's what you were gonna say.
Well, and let me talk about why sugar is both intrinsically and extrinsically dangerous because of glyphosate.
Yes.
Obviously glyphosate in its normal state is dangerous. We know that it's destroying the body. But what we learned from the sugarcane workers is yes. the way glyphosate is used is they spray the field with glyphosate, and then 2 days later they burn the field
yes.
to get rid of all the leaves so they can reach the stalks easier without hurting themselves. And so these sugarcane stalks are covered with this soot residue, which includes
yes.
the burnt metabolites of the glyphosate. And all of these sugarcane workers die from kidney failure.
Yeah, I know. It's
so amazing. So it's not just the glyphosate, but it's the metabolized through fire
right.
metabolites that are in the sugar that you and I are eating. If you don't
yeah.
buy products with organic sugar in them, and even then I'm sure that there's some glyphosate in it, you really, I
yeah, no, it's the total reason. I mean, like everyone's saying, oh, sugar's toxic, What amazes me is all these studies about all these different foods, and they never think about the toxic chemicals in the food when they talk about whether it's good for you or not. It just amazes me, that they don't. Because you look at sugar, you've got high fructose corn syrup. That comes from GMO Roundup Ready corn. You've got sugar beets. That's GMO Roundup Ready sugar beets. Or you've got sugar cane, which is sprayed with Roundup right before the harvest. I mean, you cannot get away from Roundup if you're eating sugar. Even honey, the bees are all dying from Roundup exposure.
So this is the other thing. So I love local honey, right? So
yeah.
Elisa and I said, Elisa goes, maybe we should start looking for organic honey. I said, how are you going to find organic honey? What are you going to tell the bees? Don't eat in those fields over there?
That's the thing. Even organic honey has been shown to have glyphosate in it.
Well, of course, unless you're sequestering bees in a warehouse.
Exactly.
I mean, if they're allowed to go and forage where they want, they're going to forage on fields that have been sprayed.
Well, I got an email from someone who was a beekeeper, and she said that she begged and begged them not to spray the street with glyphosate to try to kill the weeds on the street near her farm, and they ignored her, and her bees died.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, no, it's very clear to me. Glyphosate and neonicotinoids are working synergistically to kill the bees, and we're like, we can't understand why the bees are all dying. I mean, it's so stupid. How can they not see it?
Yeah.
Well, it's very annoying.
They see it. They don't care because this has become this is a dogma for them. They don't want to know what it's doing because they want to continue to sell their product.
It's amazing to me. I do not understand. I thought that I lived in a great country. I really did. As a child, I was so proud to be an American. It's such a disillusionment. You know, it is very sobering to realize that your country, our country, consumes more glyphosate per person than any other country in the world.
And you know what's,
We're the leader.
And you know what I really hate about this, and then kind of just get off track just for a moment, this concept of sovereign immunity, that our government cannot be held accountable for the collusion that they share in destroying not just our population but the world. They want to force other countries to take genetically modified foods. They put pressure on them. They do all these things, and I feel like people need to go to jail. You know,
I know. I feel that way too.
But they won't. They'll make their billions. Monsanto will go out of business. The politicians will just keep on going.
It's just very demoralizing.
Sad.
You know, I just wish we could wake up in a different world. You know, we need a counterculture of people who see the problems and who basically they check out from the system.
Yeah. Well, but the problem is you got to move to another country, and there are more and more Americans doing that.
You got to move to another planet at this point. It's hard to get away from it.
My cousin's moving to Panama. He's made a lot of money in the business. He said, you know, we're retiring. We're going to Panama.
I know.
A lot of people are leaving the United States. I know.
I'm trying to figure out where would be the right place to go, because there's just – America's probably the worst, but then there's a lot of other places that are bad too.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Before we end the interview, what would you hope people take away from your most recent research?
Go organic. That is my biggest message. Buy organic food. Spend the extra money. You will thank yourself. In the end, you will save money, because you will not get all these diseases. As soon as you get one of these diseases, you're going to quickly eat through all the money that you saved by not eating organic food.
That's
so
the truth.
Spend the extra money, eat the organic, and keep yourself healthy. You will save money in the long run.
Do you happen?
And you will support the organic industry, which is what we need. We need to get all the food organic, you know. We need to get rid of the glyphosate.
Go back to a renaissance day when we stopped.
And we won't ban it except through grassroots consumer effort. I think that's the only path. The government is just deaf ears, you know. Frustrating, but that's the case. We have to face up to that fact, and then we have to just do it individually as consumers. And even, of course, growing your own food in your own backyard and making sure that that's good, healthy soil, that's also great. If you have a space where there's some soil, grow your own food.
Do you happen to know if wine-producing grape crops are sprayed, heavily sprayed crops?
We buy organic wine.
So they do have organic wine then?
Yeah, it's available. You know, it's hard to find, actually, but we have a good source from Italy.
Really? Any of the Super Tuscans come in organic?
I don't know.
I'm going to have to look into that. I didn't know that. That's wonderful
to know.
We
really like our organic wine, and I'm blanking on the name. I should know it, but I'm just losing it now.
Well, when you think about it, email me.
Onoro. H-O-N-O-R-O. Onoro.
H-O-N-O-R-O. Okay.
Vera,
okay.
I think.
There you go.
Vera.
There you go.
It's really great. I highly recommend it. It's even not expensive. It's actually cheaper than a lot of non-organic wines.
That's good
to
know.
Really great.
Good. Dr. Seneff, as
Onoro
always,
Vera. Yeah.
Thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you so much.
We'll talk soon.
Bye.
All right, so there you have it. I want to thank Dr. Jeff Galini for the first half hour, Science for Humans, for talking about irradiation as it relates to food, supplements, and, of course, pharmaceutical drugs. And you can learn more about All-American EFX Sports and All-American Pharmaceutical by going to superhumanradio.com, because they are our title sponsor. And, of course, thank you to Dr. Stephanie Seneff for continuing to put her neck on the line and speak openly and truthfully about the science behind glyphosate. She is constantly trying to be discredited. They try to discredit her. They say, oh, well, she's a computer scientist. And guess what? She's also a biologist. They don't say that. She also has a degree in biology. And also, she's an amazing statistician. And guess what it takes to do this kind of research? Those types of talents. So, all right, we're going to say goodbye for today. And tomorrow we'll start off the show with Physical Culture Radio with Brooks Kubik. We've got lots of good things to talk about then. Hope you tune in, and thank you for listening today.